God Almighty, I know many of you was blessed on yesterday, how God is a blesser. I'm telling you, my God, if you begin to operate and practice the principles and the different things that is pertaining to you and understand within inside, that's what everything that you need is within inside of you. Everything that you thought to do is where? It's within inside of you. But I declare and decree, my God Almighty, that it is so that you're going to continue to walk, my God, and begin to pour everything that is inside of you. God bless you all once again, because, my God, it may not come when you want to, but, God, you better believe, y'all got to come on somebody, that he surely is on time. We just thank God for our partners, listeners all over the world. It's always a blessing, amen, for you to come in and tune in and worship with God over here Eastern Standard Time. We're in our AM time. Some of you might be in your PM time, but nevertheless, it's still the same God in one place, everywhere, one faith, one baptism, one Lord, one God, all that good stuff. Amen. And I truly believe that God, my God Almighty, have you in a place, my God, to where you're going to go exceedingly and above of all. I just thank God for you all once again. It is a blessing, and I want to just let you know you better keep on keeping on. I'm not going to ask you. I'm not going to just try to encourage you. No, I'm telling you, you keeping on, because you are holding up somebody else's blessing. God needs you to walk into that millionaire status. The Lord needs you to push your way into that wealth status, because what's in you, God needs you to impart it into somebody else. You are holding somebody else's blessing up. Amen. So let's begin to get out of that, and let's go ahead and get ready to walk into the blessings of the Lord. Stop being selfish. Amen. Thinking that everything is about you, about you, about you. Baby, what's in you, God want to mold. He want to groom. He want to begin to develop so it can begin to come out of you. Let's go ahead and go into our prayer of the hour with our very own, my God Almighty, sweetheart. God bless you.
Good morning, Apostle, and good morning, Saints. Once again, thank you for tuning in with us and sending in our executive meeting. And once again, God, we thank you for coming in with us and sitting in with us again, God, and just sitting here and gracing your presence alone, God. It's a humbling experience, oh God, and I thank you, God, for this, oh God. We thank you, God, for this day, oh God, for waking us up, oh God, or showing us the light of the day, oh God. We thank you, God, because this day, that sometimes, someday, some this day, someone didn't expect this, God, someone didn't receive it, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for this day, oh God, for all the things that you pour upon us, oh God. May, God, our tracks and our steps, God, continue to be walk within you, oh God. May the tracks that we walk, God, be unto you, oh God. We know that the road sometimes become rocky, oh God, but we know that, God, we continue to walk with you, oh God, the path will be straightened, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for all the things that you've given us, oh God. We thank you for the family, oh God. We thank you for all the things that you've given us, God. We know all these things are in your timing, oh God. Even the things that we think that are pressing on us, oh God. May we continue to push, oh God. Push, oh God, to you, oh God. Within you, oh God. Stay in your presence, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for all the things that you've given us, oh God. It's you, oh God, that you've given us the joy, the mercy, oh God, the glory, oh God, the grace, oh God. We know that it's you, oh God, that's given us all the things that we have in our path, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for all the grace that you've given us, God, because we know at times, God, we don't deserve it, oh God, but God, you continue to give it to us anyway, oh God, because you know that we are worthy of it, oh God, even when we know we are not worthy of it, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for you, oh God, for just being you, oh God, for pouring into us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for this day, oh God, and all the things that you've given us, oh day, oh God. We thank you, oh God, today, oh God, we are today, oh God. We thank you, oh God, I declare and decree, oh God, I declare and declare, oh God, that I am, oh God, I will be, I will do, and I expect all things that God has for me, oh God. I will, God, continue to, God, within, with the content of my heart and desire, with certain in my heart that I am, God, a child of God, and I will walk within confidence, oh God, with you through the circumstances that no matter what is around me, oh God, I will stay in your presence, oh God, continue to be with you, oh God. It's your name, oh God, that I carry in my heart, oh God, forever and ever, oh more, oh God. We love you this day, oh more, oh God. It's in your name I pray, in Jesus Christ, oh name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, oh God. We thank you, oh man. Amen. Amen, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus.
Thank God, you better press. You press no matter what. Don't give up. You don't throw in the towel. You just keep on pressing. Amen. My God, no matter what you go through, you just go ahead and keep on pressing. I'm telling you, we thank God for that prayer. And I'm telling you, you better keep on keeping on and you keep on pressing. Why? Because you owe it to yourself. So many of you owe it to your own self. You don't got time with that spirit, my God, to negativity and want to give up and throw in the towel and all that kind of stuff there. Don't allow anything, even a demonic spirit, to cut you short. Amen. Don't allow everything you don't work for, you don't labor for, amen, and for you to throw in that tower. I just bind that poverty spirit in the name of Jesus, because that is exactly what it is. Amen. That's a poverty spirit. Amen. So I just bless God for each and every one of you. Amen. And we just love each and every one of you. Thank God for each and every one of you that is tuning in. Amen. This morning. Amen. For your soul could continue to be blessed. I'm telling you, this is Zeppelin Media. It's nothing but the truth. If you don't have something like this in your life, I'm sorry. Amen. You are missing a vital piece. Amen. So make sure you get something like this in your life where you could be able to sit around table with a group of believers, amen, and begin to pour some different perspectives and begin to give you some different things for you could keep on moving into the things of God. Amen. Because the way you might expound on the word, somebody else probably have a different perspective of how they expound on the word. I want to talk to you this morning, amen, because we was dealing with on yesterday. We was dealing with the blessings, how it's inside of you. You the one that makes the difference. You the one that is the one that is going to determine your blessed place. Why? Because the blessed place is where it's inside of you. No circumstances should not dictate to you about your blessed place. Nothing that comes into your life should dictate to you about your blessed place. A blessed place is somewhere that you already made up in your mind and that you know. And it's not determined on circumstances, and it's not determined on what you go through, but it's determined, my God, it is determined on what you believe and where is your faith. Amen. That is what is determined determinant about. Your blessed place is also determinant of what you have inside of you. What you have inside of you, the information that you are inside of you, is going to also determine your blessed place. So many people, amen, don't have the correct information that is inside of them. So now it's determining their blessed place. How is determining, Pastor? So that they've been solid, because when you get the right information or the right context pertaining to your walk with God, it calls a solid place. God is a solid God. His relationship is solid. It's nothing wavery about God. The Bible put it in this way: a unstable man is unstable in where? All his ways. Last time I checked and I read the Bible through Genesis and Revelation, even went into some commentary theology and all that, I never seen where God was unstable. His mind is solid. Amen. And that's one thing that the saints of God, we have to understand, for we could stay in our blessed place. Amen. And that's the area that I want to help you all, and we're going to spot on this morning. Stand in your blessed place. Amen. And you have to be solid. Amen. You have to be unmovable. You have to be unwaverable. So many people, they cannot stay in a blessed place because their mindset or their self is unstable. It's unstable. They move every which way of the wind. They go this way. They don't know if they want to live today, die tomorrow. They don't know if they want to keep this walk today and quit tomorrow. One thing about when you are solid in walking with God, it doesn't matter what you go through, my God, because when He is in you, it's impossible. It's impossible to have quitting inside of you. You might have the character of I want to throw in the towel, but no way even the character will oversee, my God Almighty, what's inside of you. Jesus had a character of I just can't take this too much, but that character wasn't of Him. It wasn't a part of Him. It was just a moment. What we call these moments, we call these moments emotional, but these emotional moments just last for a split second. Amen. Why do they last for a split second? It's simply because you are human. It's because that's what you are made of. You are made of different types of emotions. You are made of different types of feeling. You are made of to handle certain type of load in life. The Bible put it as this way: God will not put too much on you, then you cannot bear. Other words, it can be a weight get put on you that you cannot bear. But long as you are wrapped up in God, it's impossible that God put weight on you that is going to destroy you. My God, can I talk to somebody and just teach for a second? It's impossible that a weight come on you and will demolish you. The Bible put it as this way: as the enemy come to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy. If you got something that is happening in your life and it's destroying you, it's not because God, it's because you maybe got an enemy on your trail. Because anything that God does it with a purpose. Anything that God does, He don't give you something and to take it back. Anything that God does, it is a lifelong covenant. The Bible put it this way, amen, that the Lord, my God, He so loved the world that He gave, my God, His only begotten Son. Why did He give His only begotten Son? To do what? To die. This is a relationship unto death, and after death, it's still a relationship that will carry on to win eternity. I just want to demolish and I want to destroy somebody's mindset, amen, that is constantly giving up their blessing, constantly giving up their blessed place, constantly lying into their own issues, lying into their own ways to dictate and to determine their outcome and their future. I want to demolish somebody's mindset that constantly still having a poverty mindset, that the enemy is still playing with you and keep doing different things, my God, to sabotage your blessed place. I want to demolish, my God, I want to destroy somebody's mindset that is not of God, somebody's mindset that is keep going on the same mountain, keep going around the same mountain, keep doing the same thing, keep having the same problem, keep making the same complaint, keep blaming the world, keep blaming the people, not taking and accepting accountability, responsibility, of their own action. Can I destroy it in the name of Jesus? Can the Holy Ghost destroy it in the name of Jesus? Because it's impossible. You have God inside of you, but yet you have given up also inside of you. I can care less how hard it is, because the Bible put it this way, that you, we all going to carry our own cross. You're going to carry yours, and I'm going to carry mine. You got your own cross. You got your own assignment. You got your own weight that you have to, my God, carry. The Bible put the enemy as this, as I was relaying earlier. He comes to this. He comes to steal. How does the enemy comes to steal? See, many people use the natural mind as a concept as a thief. Amen. You use that natural mind as a thief. He's not just going to come in like naturally and come in and just take your stuff and take this. No, he's coming from your mindset. He want to steal your mindset, because if he could steal your place of being focused, guess what he's stealing? He's stealing your blessing. He's stealing your faith. He's stealing your healing. He's stealing your, my God, your peace. He's stealing your walk. He also stealing your relationship, because many people allow the enemy to come and steal their blessed place. Baby, let me tell you something. No voodoo worker, no whosoever don't got enough power to stop the blessings that God put, God have on your life. The Bible says like this, my God, whom I bless, no man can do anything about it. Whom God bless, ain't no one, no haters, no witches, no warlock, no who sell, no shoe sell, no voodoo sell, cross the sea sell, cross the ocean sell, cross America, cross Nigeria. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter what you feel about me, amen, or what you feel about anything else. No one can stop your blessed place, because it's impossible for God to be defeated. It's impossible that anything that God does in your life, that the enemy or anybody have the power or have the strength to unravel, to break up, to take it away from you. It's impossible. When the thief comes, the thief is coming because you got something for him to have. You have something for you to give. So he's actually not stealing it from you. He's actually, my God, you actually giving it to him. You giving it to him with one mouth saying, no, I rebuke you, devil, but with your hands, you are casting it over to him, because it's impossible for him to take your peace when you're standing up for your peace. It's impossible for him to take your joy when you're standing up for your joy. It's impossible for him to take your finances when you are standing up for your finances. It's impossible for him to steal your good health when you are taking up for your good health. It's enemy that take your stuff, or you passing your stuff over there to the enemy. It's impossible. Now the Bible put it this way. Not only the enemy comes to the steal, my God, he say he come to kill. Amen. Because he already know. The Bible, I love how the Bible put it in a perspective. And he put it in a theology perspective. This is really a theology outlook, because now he coming in to steal. Now he finna get ready to do what? He comes to kill. My God Almighty. See, you got to understand, my God, you could kill something, but it's still living. I'm finna break that down just for a second for you. Amen. You could kill somebody peace, but they still living. You could kill their self-esteem, but they still living. You could kill their joy, but they still living. You could kill their finances, but they still living. Amen. You could kill something about them. Guess what? It's still living. You could kill somebody's dream, but that doesn't mean that the dream is not still living. You could kill, my God, your vision could get killed, but that doesn't mean that the vision is still, my God, is still not living. That vision is still living. That dream is still living. Your peace is still living. Your joy is still living. Your happiness is still living. Y'all about to hear me this morning. Amen. The Bible declares that the enemy don't only come to steal, but he also come to kill, because he don't want you to make that make up in your mind that you want to return back to that place. I want to rearrange somebody walk. I want to rearrange somebody pathway, because your path done been detoured by the enemy. The enemy done snatch your focus and put your direction on a different path and on a different walk. I declare and decree by the unction of the Holy Ghost that your path and your direction is have changed right now in the name of who? Y'all about to help me this morning of Jesus. Because if the enemy says, if I can kill, if I can destroy, they focus, if I can destroy, they walk, if I can destroy, they hope, I'm not worrying about them trying to rise again. I'm not worrying about them trying to get up again. I'm not worrying about them because I got one more move I can make on them to get ready for they could be this, my God, be it. They don't exist no more. They live in the world, but they live in a world with no purpose. They live in the world, but they live in a world with depression. They live in the world. They live in a world with no hope. They live in the world. They live in a world with no freedom. They live in the world, but they live in a world isolated. They live in a world in a cell or in a place of confinement. They live in the world, amen, with no dignity. They live in the world. So the enemy say, now since I got them, and now since I got them from their blessed place, now I don't steal something from them. Now not only I'm stealing from them, but I'm going to kill them. I'm going to separate them. I'm going to wipe them out. So now he said, I'm going to destroy you. So other words, my God, the enemy say you ain't going to get back to that place, my God, that where you once was. You ain't going to get back to that happiness. You're not going to get back to that peace. You're not going to get back to that joy. You're not going to get back to that hope. You're not going to get back to that place where you have faith and you was believing in God that he could do exceedingly, abundantly, above all, my God Almighty, that you could live in that place. Now watch this. This is what I love about the insight of the word of God, because even though, my God Almighty, that many of you that is listening on this morning, it is true that the enemy don't came and steal your peace. It is true that the enemy don't came and steal your hope. Amen. It is true that he really didn't steal it, but you really gave it up to him because you don't laid into him. You laid into your self-pity. You laid into your mess. You start blaming, oh, God, is me, is them, is who, is there, is there. You didn't lift up your head, which coming your help, and your help coming from the Lord. You didn't do none of that. So the enemy went ahead and killed you. He went again to kill that hope. He went to kill that vision. He went to kill that circumstances that is in your life, my God, that you're trying to move and overcome. He went to kill different things within inside of you. Now we have people, my God, that they still serving God, but they serving God out of a shell. They still worship God, but they still worshiping him out of a shell. They still reading a word, but they reading the word with nothing coming in, because everything is coming out, because the enemy done destroyed their place. I declare and decree by the unction of the Holy Ghost that it is so in the name of Jesus. Now watch this. Now many of you, you say, Pastor, I truly understand that is me. The enemy was on my trail. The enemy was trying to destroy. Understand this. We ain't dealing with the enemies of the people. The enemies that folks got an opinion about you. The enemies that the folks don't like you. We ain't dealing with none of that, but we're talking about what the enemy trying to destroy in where? Inside of you. Because if he could get that which inside of you, he could get you, baby. He could get you, brother. He could get you, sister. If you don't protect what's inside of you, my God, tell me now, what do you have? Tell me, what do you have? What you have inside of you is what inside of you. Now watch this. Now the enemy go ahead and destroy you. Now you don't have no hope. You don't have no way of thinking. You don't have no dream. You don't have nothing. This is just a way of life. This is where I'm going to go. You got your song you're writing. You got your rap you're doing. You got this going on, and oh God, it's me. You're going to sing in these songs, and you're blaming all this here. I don't know what to do. You're feeling sorry for yourself. You got all that going on, and the enemy just destroying you. It's a destroying that doesn't happen one time. It's a destroying that every time something flares up that tried to give you a little hope, the enemy demolished that back down. Every time something flares up that I could see the future a little bit, he began to destroy you. Amen. But I want to tell somebody this morning that I'm finna let these ministers go ahead and run loose with it. I'm finna get off this air. But I want to tell somebody this morning what the enemy destroyed and what the enemy trying to destroy in your life. I read it in my word, and sometimes I might end up reading by mistake that I found out that the Lord is a resurrector. What the enemy done destroyed, what the enemy trying to take away, I found out that the Lord is a resurrector. When he's trying to kill many, and the Lord had to come with the power and say, Lazarus, you get up out the grave. Peace, get on up out the grave. Joy, get on up out the grave. Happiness, get on up out the grave. When the enemy tried to kill the visionary, the Bible put it as this: on a third day Sunday morning, can I get to my Baptist root just for a second? On a third day Sunday morning, he arose, and I know we coming up to the Easter Sunday, he arose from the grave. So other words, the Bible also put it like this: oh death, where is your sting? Y'all about to hear me this morning. Where is your sting? So other words, my God, if the enemy did come to steal, if the enemy did come to destroy you, if the enemy did come to kill you, I know a God that is a resurrector. I know a God that took the keys from hell. I know a God is a resurrector. I know a God can restore your peace, restore your joy. Get yourself up and get back into the game. Get yourself up and get back into your peace. Get yourself up and get back into your joy. You ain't dead, you sleep. And God is calling you now. Arise, sister. Arise, brother. Come out of your seat. Come on, evangelist. Jump on in here.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. What a message. What a message. But what I want to add to that is we have to remember in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. See, the different things that we have going on with us, it is just a temporary thing. What God puts inside of us is eternal. In 2 Corinthians 4:16-18, it says, therefore we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, inner man is being renewed day by day. For a momentary light affliction is producing from us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, but the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. What this is basically saying to me is trouble don't last always. This too shall pass. This too, whatever you have going on that has you to the place that you do not choose to keep on keeping on, keep on pushing, keep on enduring, is letting you know that it is not going to come, it's not going to defeat you. You have to be into a place, like Apostle said, his first thing when he said coming on is to be steady, to not be wavering. We cannot sit and let trials and tribulations beat us and take us where we want to turn back around. I was talking to Minister Shakita yesterday, and I had to let her know, give her a brief testimony. I'm tired of going around the same mountain over and over. I'm tired of going into the same footsteps that I done went to year after year. I'm ready for God to take me to another place, an unfamiliar place. And guess what? I'm not afraid about it because I know that he is a resurrector. I know that he is a person that will sit and lead me and guide me when I'm lost. I know that he's a person that would allow me to see in the areas that I'm blind in. I know that he's a person that will give me strength when I am weak. So why shall I fall back? Why should I fall back? Because also, let me go back to scripture. Romans 8:28 tells us as well. Let me get my glasses on here. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. So you already know what your purpose is. We don't need to sit and keep telling you what your purpose is. You should have already defined, God has defined your purpose. He's giving you the answer to what your purpose is. So why turn back? Why turn back? Because he turns everything into a good thing. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans that I have for you. Those plans are good plans. God, if you are doing what you're supposed to do, we already know that trials and tribulations are going to come. We already know that. Flip the scriptures up. Flip the pages of the Bible. Show me in the Bible. prophet, a disciple, an apostle that did not have to bear their cross every day. Show me that. Show me where we sit and not go through, or we do not fall short of his glory. But the beauty of it is he's there to pick us up. He's there to forgive us from our sins if we ask him. He still loves us even when we are sinners. He's just telling us to get yourself together. Identify the situations. Identify the problems. Don't just throw in the towel. Don't just wave your white flag. Be into a place. Continue to be encouraged. Continue to walk through the valley of shadow of death, knowing that I am there with you. Come on, I've already given you a shelter where you can shelter yourself, where you are protected by my wings. So why would you sit and turn different things around? Why would you sit and just give up? Why would you just lay down and sit and say, I can't go anymore? God gives us the strength. He gives us, he lets us know that the strength, we shall not be weary, but we shall raise up and fly like an eagle, soar like an eagle. That means that you're up in the sky. You don't have a care in the world. You're looking over everything. You're looking here. You're looking there. You're looking at the land, the prosperity that God has already set for you, and you're just soaring. You're sitting there wondering, where am I going to land? Because where I land, I already know I'm going to be prosperous because I've went through the trial. I've went through the mud. I've came through the fire. I've been in the water where I'm about to drown. So why would I? What else can happen to make me not stay in my blessed place? What else can come my way that cannot allow me to stay in my blessed place? Satan, you and your diabolical imps got to come a little bit much harder. Because, see, I recognize I done been that person on several times that threw in the towel. I done been that person that aborted assignments, aborted different things because I grew weary, because I wasn't in a place, because I wasn't that eagle with that sharp eye paying attention. I know that, but I'm here to tell you today that it shall not be anymore. What has come has come. What has passed has passed. What's getting ready to come, that's where I want to be. I want to be into the future. I want to stay into the inside of things. I don't want to look back into what went on yesterday because yesterday didn't get me anywhere. I want to go into what is to come because I know that when I join forces, when I allow Jesus Christ to be the head of my life, I knew that I wasn't going into things by myself because he loved us so much. He left us with a comforter, and that comforter is my guide. That comforter is my direction. That comforter is the person that's going to keep me from drowning. That's going to keep me from being burnt up in that fire. It's not those scriptures says. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Let's go to that. It did not say that a weapon was not going to come. And this is why we have to be in a place where you build your confidence up. You build your endurance up. You sit and say, no matter what, I'm going to still persevere. I'm going to still keep on keeping on because, listen, in my 57 years, he ain't allowed Satan to take me out yet. I might have been on the verge a couple of times, but I knew to call on the name of Jesus and just tarry. I shouted out a shout of a cry. I sat and said, God, I'm with you. Father, I live for you, and I shall die for you. Don't leave me here. Give me your unchanging hand, Father, so you can pull me. It's a mind over matter thing. And the beauty of it, as I calm down, because I get so happy and have so much joy when God delivers me from things that I have felt back into, when God delivers me, when the blinders have been put over my eyes, when God delivers me, when I have so much different things going on where I can't hear, I'm just so grateful, and I just sit and I say on today, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for having somebody, I say it, an intercessor, Lord Jesus, that's beauty of God. This is the beauty of God. When you are connected to the vine, God put people in place for you. God put people in place for you that will not allow you to fail. This is what the Holy Spirit does. This is how he maneuvers through day in and day out. This is why we cannot give up. You must not give up. You shall not cry and declare today. Anybody that's on this line under the sound of my voice that has a give up spirit, that has a spirit of confusion, that has a spirit of lack of, that has a spirit of poverty, a poverty mindset, a spirit that says I can't, a spirit that says I won't, the spirit that says that I don't care. In the name of Jesus, we bind them all up together and we put them up under our feet because God has given us the authority to do so. Don't you dare, as Apostle Temple say, give up. You keep persevering. You keep pressing on, knowing that you are you have a goal, a purpose. You have something before you to get to. You have eternal life that you can get to. You have prosperity where you can live as it is in heaven on earth. Don't you dare, in the name of Jesus, give up. You keep pushing on. I don't care who you are. I'm here to tell you today that you are victorious. You are a conqueror. You are an ambassador of Christ. You are royal priesthood. No matter how your circumstances or your situation look right now, you are an overcomer. You are an achiever that you because you have the love of Christ that lives within you. You have the Holy Spirit that's leading you and guiding you. You have it all in one bundle. All you have to do is receive it and believe it and keep marching on. God has already equipped us to destroy the enemy. Start commanding, start decreeing and declaring. The word of God says that once something is decreed, it is once something is declared, it is established. Start establishing the things by opening your mouth. When you see yourself in a place where you're thinking in quicksand, you start speaking, I shall get up. I shall rise again. I will not sink in this hole. I will pull myself up out of this hole. When you see yourself, when your vision is starting to get dim, you sit and say, you shall not, in the name of Jesus, blind me again. I will not go into a blind spot. I will see you at all times. I will recognize you at all times. I will identify you at all times. And then I will send you to where you need to be. Because God loves me and entrusts me so much that he has given me the authority to do so. I sit and say to you, saints, this message from yesterday and going into today, it's a message to save those that are on sinking ground. See, God makes no mistakes when he gives true men and women visions, when he gives them rhema words to bring out to different people and to be able to help. See, God is a helper. God is a keeper. God does not want any of us to fall by the wayside. That's why we are our brothers and sister keepers. That's why we go before. We fast. We tarry. We intercede for those that may not be in a place to do it for themselves. I'm sitting and telling you, today, as Apostle Temple say, the resurrection, yes, the resurrection is here today. You resurrect. Resurrect up out of those old clothes that you wear. Resurrect out of that old that you got going on. Resurrect out of that heart that's filled with cement. Let it go in the name of Jesus, because God wants us to be prosperous. He wants us to be successful. God wants us to be able to say yes and amen to the promises that he has already set forth for us. Remember this, and I'm going to turn it back over to Apostle Temple, that you can do all things. You need to personalize it. put, if you got to put your name in it, I, Shanisha Ponton, can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. I am an overcomer. I shall not stay in a place of the unknown. I will walk into the future and the futuristic place that God has for me, a good place, a place that shall prosper, a place of good and plenty, a place that will keep me on solid ground. I just sit and say to you today, if you did not hear the message that God was saying to you, go back to him. Ask him, Lord, or go on the line and read and listen to it again. But you got to go back to tomorrow, to yesterday's message, and hear it all to its eternity, because God is speaking to all of us. God is letting us know, I'm ready to take you. I'm ready to go. I am on go. There is no yielding before me. The stop sign, we passed that some months ago. I may have taken you to the yield side to tell you you still got to be cautious, but we passed that now. We are on go in the name of Jesus. Back over to you, Apostle.
Amen. I'm telling you, you just need to go ahead and lift up the hills which come in your help. Say to God, I'm telling you, you might as well just go ahead and walk in that blessed place. You owe it to yourself. You don't have nothing to lose. I'm telling you, you owe it to yourself. Where you at, Minister Shaquita? Come on, jump on in.
Yes, I'm here, sir. We as people, we tend to put commas. We tend to put periods where God put commas. See, God doesn't put, if he has the last say so in all his ways, we must trust and put our faith in him in all our ways. That means we have to put ourselves aside. There's nothing impossible for God. There's answers that he can only answer. So when we put our periods in our life, God put commas. And there's this saying that the youngest say out here today, they say, we think it's over, period. They say, period, poo. But we got to get out that mind frame, because God has the last say so. Our marriage, comma there, that's a pause. Our family, pause. That's a comma. Our job, comma. That's a pause. Our health, that's a comma. Pause. Our futures, comma. That's a pause. God put a comma in those places because it's not over until he says it's over. Just like the apostle says, Lazarus decayed in that tomb for 4 days. For 4 days. That's more than a period. That's a big exclamation mark. But it wasn't over. But he put a comma in that place. Jesus raised Lazarus for the dead. His organs functioning and the rotten skin he made anew. So why in us, in our spirit, in our mediocre life, decide that we gonna give up and not be able to walk with God when he can do such a graceful thing for someone like that? We got to get out of ourselves and get out of the place to where we think that we ain't worthy of what God has given us or what God is telling us that we are worthy of. Get out your stinking thinking. Get out your stinking feeling. Get out the bed. Get out the stinking bed and get out the way of yourself and move on. Push to the Lord. It may feel like it's a weight, but if you get into the place where you constantly praying, the weight will be instantly lifted. And this is something that instantly that I had to tune into and get rectified, because I didn't want to get out of my blessed place. See, that's my trigger. I want to stay in my blessed place. I love the Lord with all my heart, and in anything that come in the way of it, I gotta check it. And that's the way you got to come into so you can stay into your blessed place. So anything that's going to come in the way of you staying in your blessed place and God keeping you or knocking you out of your blessed place, you better check it right quick, because you don't want to get there and be in a place to where you get to the place where you want to be and you're not there. That door closed. You can't move and function the way you need to be. Your blessings are not coming the way you want to. You don't want to stop them. God ain't going to stop looking over you, but you don't want to stop your blessings. You don't want to stop you from letting law and God to work in your life. Back to you, Apostle.
Listen, saints, it's very important for you to understand that what God is doing in your life now is great. And see, so many people have the blessings and have their life, have prosperity, have favor. They have it all tied up. They have it all twisted up. And what the enemy does, he kills your work ethic. If he could kill that ability to want to work and want to move and different things like that, he kills you. Because the way God bless you and the way God does within you, he doesn't do things pretty much out of the ordinary of the natural way of life. It's the way of life here in the natural. So a lot of things that he bless you is natural. A lot of places, a lot of things that he blessed people in the Bible, dealing with the fruits, their land, he blessed them where? Natural. Even though the spirit realm produced it, but it produced a supernatural or natural blessing in your life. You got to understand, some of you are so blessed to where it's overwhelming. And some of you don't even understand how blessed you are. It's a blessing to have a life of busy. You are very busy, productive, not busy being unproductive. That's a blessing. That's a blessing of the Lord for your life to move that way. You got to understand, especially if you're young, you got to move in your season. Because now, after a while, our body doesn't increase. Our bodies begin to decline. That's the statistic, and that's the statistics of your body. It's nothing that you could do about it. It's just the way of the body is made. It's the way that God made creation. It ages. While you're in this place, don't allow the enemy to steal or to kill and destroy. Don't allow the good ability or the good that you do be evil spoken of even by yourself. Don't allow that. Understand this, that you paid a price to have what you have in your life. I thank the Lord every day that me and my wife, we have a life to where it's stretching us every day to the max of our ability, physically, mentally. It is a blessing to have production and to have vision and different things that God is doing. You want your finances to increase? Maybe God got to bring in more things in your life for increase to come. And when more things come into your life, guess what happened? More responsibility, more accountability. You want your life filled with joy? You want your life filled with this? Maybe God got to begin to scratch you in certain areas and cause your life to be more busy, more productive. Sometimes it'll challenge your flesh because, let's be face it, many people, they love to lay in that bed and feed their flesh and love to just catch up on sleep. It's the problem when we don't got too much sleep is the problem. It's the problem when we are sitting around too much, then it becomes a problem. But it don't be a problem until we start seeing our life drift and there's nothing going on, and I'm tired of a struggle. When you're in this blessed place, saints of God, stay there. You're in a place to where production and different things are happening to your life, stay there. Don't go into a place to let the enemy cause you to complain, cause you to want to quit and throw in the towel or walk away because you feel as though it's too much. Well, you asked for it. Didn't you declare it and decree that things are turning around? Did you declare it and decree that God has reestablished my life, reestablished my walk? Didn't you declare it and decree it? You ask for it. Because I thought the way things been taught through different mouthpieces that are representatives of the Lord, it kind of put people in an unrealistic place. Let me tell you something, saints of God. You're going to work physically. You're going to begin to handle different things physically. You're going to begin to be creative. You're going to begin to individually be able to solve problems, multiple problems. You're going to be able to handle different weight loads, different loads, that different circumstances, and begin to sort them out and call it putting out the fire. I'm putting out five different fires over here, over here, over here. Because why? God could trust you that you're able to be productive, and he could trust you that you're going to hold up under the pressure, that you ain't going to break, and you ain't going to throw in the towel. Let's stop quitting. Let's stop giving up. Let's stop complaining. Let's stop whining and understand that at the end of the day, I'd rather for my life to be like this other than my life don't have nothing going on at all. I might be having these aches and pains, other than I'm not here on this earth to give God a praise for another day. Let's stop and let's look at the reality of life and begin to thank God for everything that we have and thank God for where we're at. Understand this, I got daughters and sons and different peoples of God all over the world. The United States of America, you're blessed. You got peoples all over the world wish they could have your life to trade it for theirs. Bless and begin to thank God day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute for what he is doing in our life. Thank God that he trusts you, that you could solve different problems for different individuals. You could begin to bring order. You can begin to make decisions. Thank God that you could get up and you could be productive and see an income coming into your life, regardless of how it stretches. Thank God that even though you might got these pains and the body ain't right, things ain't going right, thank God that I still got life. Blood is still running warm in my veins. I'm still open. I'm able to open up my mouth and say, God, I thank you. Let's thank God. Where he have you at? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? No. I pray before I get off this air and get off this line that a refreshing of the Holy Spirit, or the refreshing of the anointing of God, will come and fulfill your area, fill your life, and fulfill your place. I pray that a refreshing will come. Refreshing of the Spirit of the God will come and refresh your mind. Come and refresh your spirit. I pray that God will release a refreshing on your vision, refreshing on your dream, refreshing on your passion and your destiny. I pray that the plans and the strategies and the work that you are working to achieve and the goals that you are achieving in life, in your home, with your family, with your spouse, or even by yourself, I pray for a refreshing of that as well, that you're going to continue to do exceedingly above all things that you can even ask for. Thank God for you all just tuning in and sitting down with us. I bless God for each and every one of you. Listen, I want you to tune back in tomorrow. Amen. We want to keep building you up. We want to keep encouraging you. We want to keep giving you some pointers. Keep giving you the right information so you could continue to go and achieve the different things that God has for you in your life. You got to understand that your blessed places lies within. My job as a leader, my job as the one that are walking into the office to make sure you discover what's inside of you, to pull it to the forefront. And once I pull it to the forefront, it's your decision if you want to manifest or not. It's just my job to pull what's in you out of you. It's your decision which way you want to go there. But I believe that you're going to make the right decision. You're going to make the right decision that I'm going to be blessed. No longer I'm going to use terms and words and quotation that I'm tired and I'm ready to give up. I'm walking away. I'm leaving. No longer are you going to insult the blessings that God done placed in your life because of self and because of self-indulgence. But you're going to give thanks and you're going to get joy. I'm going to tell you this. Use this as a strategy. When things begin to get difficult, the pressure, the weight to get on you, turn around and just give God a praise. God, I thank you for this. I thank you for this. Because if it have not been for you, I would know which way I would go. But I thank you that I got this on me. I thank you that I got this way. I thank you that you put trust in me to handle this. I thank you that you put this weight on me because you trust me that I could be able to handle and be able to make right decisions and have a right outcome. I thank you. In Jesus' name, God bless all of you.